The Committee on Rules and Legislative Administration will come to order. A quorum is present. Representative Schultz, have you had a chance to review the minutes from February 20th, 2025?
Yes, Mr. Chair. I move adoption of the minutes for both meetings.
Representative Schultz moves the minutes. Well, let's just do them one at a time. February 20th, 2025. Any discussion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. The minutes from February 20th, 2025 are approved. Representative Schultz, do you want to move the minutes for February 25th, 2025?
Yes, Mr. Chair, I move the adoption of the February 25th minutes.
All those in favor, any discussion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed, nay. The minutes for February 25th, 2025 are approved. The next order of business is the calendar for the day. We're proposing calendaring one bill for Monday, March 3rd, 2025. House File 12, Representative Scott is the chief author. So I move the adoption of the calendar for the day pursuant to Rule 1.21 and 3.33. The Committee on Rules and Legislative Administration designates Monday, March 3rd, for the adoption of the calendar for the day and establishes a pre-filing requirement for amendments offered to that bill. Any discussion? Representative Jordan.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I have a question for the bill author regarding bill passage. We heard this bill in Ed Policy, but my understanding is that is the only committee it was heard in. Is that correct?
Representative Jordan, I believe that is correct, but if Representative Scott wants to add anything.
Mr. Chair, thank you. Yes, that's correct.
Thank you, Mr. Chair and Representative Scott. So why did this bill not have a stop in the Judiciary Committee? This bill directly removes the, it has a lot of implications with the Minnesota Human Rights Act. It was not heard in Judiciary Committee. The Education Policy Committee has no jurisdiction over the Human Rights Act, so why was it not heard in the Judiciary Committee?
Thank you, Representative Jordan. I believe Representative Scott did check with the chair of the Judiciary Committee, but if you want to elaborate on that, Representative Scott, go ahead.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, Representative Jordan. As I said, in the committee where the bill was heard, it was, the statutes were only purely education policy statutes. There's no reference in the bill to anything that would apply to the jurisdiction of the Judiciary and Civil Law Committee.
Thank you, Representative Scott. Representative Jordan.
Thank you, Representative Scott, and thank you, Mr. Chair. So then in that case, why was House File 1233 referred to the Judiciary Committee?
Thank you, Representative Jordan. House File 1233, I believe, is are you referring to a bill that Representative Zalesnikar authored and I'm the co-author of? Is that the bill you're referring to?
Yes, Mr. Chair.
So that bill is an amendment of the Minnesota Human Rights Act, and that's, I believe, why it was referred to the Judiciary Committee, since it's in the jurisdiction of the Judiciary Committee. But Representative Scott, if you want to add anything further.
Nothing to add there. That is correct.
Lead along.
Well, Mr. Chair, I think given that the two bills were on the same subject, certainly one bill is more explicit than the other in that it refers directly to the Human Rights Act, but House File 12 does say, notwithstanding any law to the contrary, and clearly the law that is being contemplated there is the Human Rights Act. So I think it's a little bit too cute to say that the bill shouldn't go to the Judiciary Committee, even though it is clearly in conflict with the Human Rights Act. So I will ask for a roll call on the calendar for the day.
Roll call requested. Representative Howard.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Just a brief comment before the vote related to House File 12 being calendared. We're on, I think, what is it, week four of the Republicans' limited time with a one-seat edge, and we haven't seen a single bill calendared to make housing more affordable for Minnesotans, not a single bill to make the cost of childcare more affordable, not a single bill to deal with the exploding cost of eggs. Instead, we have a bill to allow the bullying of our trans kids. It's probably why that NPR reported yesterday that as Minnesota House Republicans roll out their top priorities this year, much of the focus is on what's in the rearview mirror. And that's entirely true. So we invite our Republican colleagues to adjust their gaze. Let's look forward. Let's actually deal with the issues that are important to Minnesota families. Bullying our trans kids, that isn't it.
Thank you, Representative Howard. Representative Engen.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, and thank you for those comments, Representative Howard. I know we've heard multiple bills in committee that would eliminate sales taxes on infant care items, school supplies. We're trying to cut the finally end the tax on Social Security that our seniors are paying on a fixed income. We're trying to get those things done, and it seems as if your side of the aisle is holding up those conversations on every chance you guys get. So I'm sure that those bills will be coming to the floor as well, but saying that women deserve protection in sports, I think that that's fairly mundane, and we're going to do that. So just wanted to comment.
Thank you, Representative Engen. Roll call having been requested, I renew my motion for the calendar for the day. The clerk will take the roll. Chair votes aye.
Vice Chair Engen?
Aye.
Lead Long?
No.
Representative Coulter?
No.
Representative Frederick?
No.
Representative Hollins?
No.
Representative Howard?
No.
Representative Jacob?
Jacob, aye.
Representative Cagle?
No.
Representative Nash?
Aye.
Representative Purcell?
Purcell, no.
Representative Schultz?
Schultz, aye.
Representative Scott?
Aye.
Representative Steer?
Aye.
Representative Zelenzikar?
There being 8 votes in favor and 7 votes against, the motion prevails. The calendar for the day is adopted under Rule 3.33. Please note that the 24-hour pre-filing period for amendments to this bill is now in place. That concludes our agenda for today, and the meeting is adjourned.